Okay, good morning everybody and Chodesh Tov. Tehillim that we're up to this morning, Tehillim 86, I want to just interpret in almost a metaphorical way as we're between Yom HaShoah and Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaTzmaut. David describes himself at the beginning of Mizmor Peivav 86 as Va'ani Ani Ve'Evyon, which is really the state of the Jewish people, forlorn and destitute after the Shoah. And one could never have imagined that, but 3 years later, there would be the event for which the Jewish people had been waiting for two millennia. It's a remarkable transformation, unparalleled, completely unparalleled in the annals of human history. But, as we said this morning in the Hallel, Mekimi Me'afar Dal Me'ashbos Yerim Evyon Lehoshivim Nidivim Nidivei Amo. So if you follow this Mizmor, and again, I want to interpret it, David HaMelech is speaking, about himself, but it really does reflect the Jewish people and our historical experience. So let's begin with, Pasuk Tes. Kol goyim asher asisa yavo v'yishtachel levanach Adonai v'yichavdu lishmecha, that all the nations should acknowledge God, ki gadol ata v'yoseni flos ata Elohim levadecha, and acknowledge his sole sovereignty over the universe. The nations of the world, had to be astonished, not just the nations that sought the destruction of the Jewish people, obviously them, Israel's neighbors who sought our destruction in the Milchamet HaShichur, Milchamet HaTzmaut in the 1948 war, but all the nations of the world who were observing this, which is an absolutely astonishing phenomenon that the Jewish people could go from the ashes of Auschwitz to a completely new reality, to being a sovereign people in their own land, a short 3 years later, almost exactly 3 years to the end of the Second World War. And here, moving ahead in the Mizmor, Pasuk Gimel, Chi Chazdecha Gadol Alai, we perceive this to be an act of divine kindness, V'itzalta Nafshi Mishol Tachtia, and you saved us from the very abyss, from descending into a situation of total hopelessness. Elohim zedim kamu alai va'adas haritzim bikshu nafshi v'lo samuchu l'negdam. There were those that sought my utter destruction. And now David HaMelech appeals to what Moshe did when the Jewish people were on the edge of the abyss, facing annihilation. V'atadunai orachum v'chanun erech apayim v'rav chesed v'emes. He appeals to some of the Yud Gimel amidos harachamim kelrachum v'chanun erech apayim v'rav chesed v'emes. So at least six of the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, which is the prayer that we specifically appeal to when we face annihilation. And David HaMelech concludes the Mizmor by saying, Pnei Elai v'chaneni itna uzcha le'abdacha, you should give your strength to your servant, v'hoshia leven ha-masacha, save me not only for my own sake, but for the sake of my mother, for the previous generations. Those generations that contributed to the establishment of the State of Israel, the fact of the matter is that they weren't doing it only for themselves, but they were doing it for all of the past generations that had, and I think this is the greatest achievement of the Jewish people throughout the generations, which is to keep the dream alive. It's not easy if you're living in 11th century Germany and suffering the Crusades, and it's not easy if you're living in 17th century Galicia and what would later be the Ukraine, and you're suffering the Xeros Tachvatat, Chmelnytsky, and it's certainly not easy if you're living in France in 1895 with Dreyfus, and it's not easy if you're living anywhere in Europe in the 1940s, and to believe that, it's not all a fantasy, but that we're going to one day return to our ancient and ancestral homeland, so that to keep that idea alive is a spiritual achievement sheer magnitude there is no analogy in human history, people keeping such a vision alive. So David HaMelech says, give me a sign of your goodness. And, the establishment of the State of Israel was more than a sign. It was something beyond that. But it reflected the idea that the covenant was still in full force, no matter what anybody said. And all those who disparaged and were filled with malice and animus towards the Jewish people, could only recoil in shame. The establishment of the state, on the one hand, was a reflection of divine Ezra, of help and assistance and salvation, but also, for us, was a source of great nechama, a source of great solace, that all that we had endured throughout the generations, in the hope that the promise and the covenant was yet in force, and the belief, the unwavering belief that it was in force, when that came to pass, not just for those who were alive at the time, but all the generations who were no longer present, all the generations that would one day come into existence, it's a moment that bespeaks a unique nechama, a unique consolation. For all that we had endured, here we were, returning to our ancient homeland, to being an Am, a nation, sovereign in her own land, Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Doresh Osa. So that's what we'll focus on for the duration of the week, these themes of the return of Shivat Zion, the great miracle of Jewish history, the great miracle of all of human history. Nothing like it has ever been seen. Chodesh Tov.